Hello, Gemini, and welcome to The Awakening, your 2025-26 reading. I'm here today with a kind of a rephrasing or a summary of what I learned writing your written reading, and also a special focus on profession, vocation, career-related stuff as we take this next step going deeper into the digital age. Just FYI, environmentally, it is about 3 degrees Fahrenheit outside, and there is no humidity. My lungs are feeling it, so I am not working with 100% capacity, so I'm going to take it slow and take it easy, which will probably work given the highly energetic nature of your astrology doesn't really need very much in the way of extra emphasis. And I will begin by saying that just generally, this is likely to be the most interesting year in quite a long time. By year, I mean a span from about now out till about mid-2026. So it's kind of like an 18-month year that we are in, and I suggest considering the events in that kind of a time frame. There is an increasing emphasis in the air signs, which there has not been for quite a while. There's been some, mostly coming out of Libra, and some minor planet activity in Gemini, but now we are about to be living with Uranus entering Gemini, which is going to have a profound effect on everyone in terms of an acceleration effect. And meanwhile, in Gemini, there was a transition of Sedna into your sign, which completed in 2024. And this is, I've been jokingly saying now it's finally not the 60s anymore, because Sedna was the last remaining holdover of 1960s astrology, Sedna in Taurus. I think it went in 66 and took all those years to clear your 12th house Gemini, 12th house Taurus. Now, I have a lot to say about Uranus entering your sign, but I want to talk about the subtler influence of Sedna. Sedna grants a kind of environmental sensitivity. This is very important right now. In assessing the world, I think commentators of all kinds, including astrologers, overemphasize figure and de-emphasize the ground. The ground is the source, like the dirt is the source of the plants that grow, and the air kind of is a form of ground, sunshine is a form of ground, and the plants are the figure, but really, without the ground, particularly the earth itself, we wouldn't have anything growing. And so this is why, that's kind of the logic of being sensitive to your environment. And what Sedna's gift is, I think, after having now thought about Sedna for about 23 years, is sensitivity to the invisible environment. It's kind of a probe. And when things are moving very fast, and when there is so much going on in the world and in certain facets of your life that it's not possible to analyze everything, your I was going to say fallback position, but I think it's much more important than that. Primary orientation, I would suggest, should be environmental sensitivity. Environmental sensitivity means paying attention to what would seem to be, most of the time, completely invisible, outside the realm of normal perception, outside the realm of the senses, unless a special technique or special instrument in terms of science, but a special mental technique, an approach, a psychic approach to existence is used. And this can start with simply tuning into what is normally tuned out by the senses. A lot of things are invisible and inaudible and outside of perception because of a loss of contact with the senses. And in our time, a lot of thought forms, ideas, an endless stream of articles coming out, gazillion 3-hour podcasts with expert panels.